This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy risk management in a tariff environment. Our focus today on this Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the professional dairy producers. And it's been a wild few days with President Trump's tariff announcements. Here's Will Babler, principal of Atten Babler, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
You know, really, as we think about the tariff story, if we weren't involved in trade, cross-border transactions on dairy products, we wouldn't care. But that's not the way that the U.S. dairy market has evolved. Which parts of the market are most exposed and why it matters? What we find is that the U.S. has become a big net exporter of dairy. So that means we have some stuff that comes in, some that goes out. But overall, we've become a big exporter. What's interesting in the dairy market, it's not just milk, right? So we've got all these different products. Two big takeaways for you is that exports basically have become a relief valve for having too much domestic production, meaning if it gets shut down, we have nowhere to go with it. Mexico threw out some threats. They're going to tariff cheese. China slowed down on purchases on whey. Mexico didn't say anything about non-fat. Canada made some threats on butter. There's all sorts of things that are, we're seeing this change over the weekend. Every 12 hours, there's a new announcement. Some of these may or may not get resolved by the time we're done talking, or they may be stuck here for the whole administration. It definitely seems like there's very little room for movement with China. It's clear there's been a ton of negotiation with Mexico and Canada. This next round is really all about reciprocal tariffs. A lot of people think that there's free trade out there and the U.S. is kind of reversing course. The reality is that, you know, there's not an enormous amount of free trade. There are tons of tariff rates and non-tariff barriers and quotas all across the world. So we're going to see a lot of tit for tat across all types of products with all different countries. There is room for these to come and go. China, on the other hand, is a little bit the opposite coin, where those tariffs have come in and they haven't really loosened up. So the Biden administration kept a lot of those tariffs in play. China kept a lot of their tariffs in play. A lot of the commitments that were made to try to resolve it were never followed through on. And now we're seeing them escalate, and there's just not a lot of discussion about them going back. So I think it's going to depend on who's in favor and out of favor in terms of just sort of the geopolitics. And if it's someone that's more of a rival like China, then it's more likely they don't go back. If it's someone where, you know, Canada and Mexico, the degree of integration of, you know, North American economy, it makes a lot of sense to sort those out. Now, one thing that I will say that you can't put the genie back in the bottle is as you do these tariffs and you do this trade disruption, the people that are embroiled in those fights, they don't really stop using the commodity. They just resource it. Even with China, like if you look at whey and non-fat, as they've started to source more and more away from us, it's pretty easy to stick with your current supplier. So you can throw a tariff in, and even if it goes away, sometimes the reality of the supply chain and your new preferred partner become pretty sticky. You know, never let these types of things derail you from building a better and more efficient business. Commodities are ruthless, and if you don't find a way to become more productive, you're going to have a lot of challenges. And we know that takes time, attention, money, capital, some cases debt, borrowing. You know, there's a lot of things that go into making your business better, and that's always your first focus. And the key is to be able to see those through. So we want our clients to be able to see those projects through. And one of the biggest variables to that is to make sure that the market, you know, doesn't pull the rug out from underneath you and either make you too capital constrained or too distracted or forced into doing things you don't want to do. But it's a little bit hard to value, but I can tell you that they're there, is that the gains from being able to stay consistent in your operation, whether it's rations, investments, processes, people, whatever, that's making you more efficient, that's a big positive from having a good risk management program. You know, we want to make sure that that's what you're able to do. You don't want to exit the gene pool prematurely because the market knocked you out. Having a good margin model and knowing your numbers and making sure that you've got the right toolbox open to you, I think that's what's going to help you out in the long run.
And that's Will Babler, principal of Atten Babler, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.